Hey, hey, good morning. It's 420. This is Global Views on African Radio, and you guys know our Global Views, Global Views on WCRS FM, 92.7, 98.3 FM. Again, we're broadcasting worldwide from WCRSFM.org, downtown Columbus, at the Free Press Studio. And you know our studio phone number is 614-725-0861, but you cannot call in today because we're having some phone difficulties today. You're going to have to excuse us. So, you know, if you have questions, you might have to send it to our social media or so. But we're probably going to be asking a lot of questions and yours might not be able to get in. So we might just have to invite our guests back again because it's an interesting topic we have here today. We're talking about that. But no. But let me stop. I'm joking because I know I'm not joking about the guests, but I'm joking about the whole we thing because I don't want to get in trouble later on. Being my campaign folks will be like, what are you doing? Okay, you know, it's not so liberal in Ohio to the point where you can just joke about that. But, you know, yes, it's that ooh-wee in a formal sense, in a medical sense, you know. In the ooh-wee, oh, this symptoms I'm feeling is better, you know, a sense. That's the ooh-wee we're talking about. But no, we're talking about that medical marijuana. We're talking about the cannabis industry. We're talking about you know, Ohio Green Team, and we're talking about people who are actually making difference in Columbus, Ohio, trying to make sure that they can look into this new thing that we found. That it's not new, but it's a new idea now that it's been accepted by government, local government, state government, and hopefully national government soon, so that we can start to use this plant to treat people who are in need of it. So I'm not going to say too much. I don't need too much introduction. But my name is Mayo McKinday, lead host of Global Views. We've been doing this since 2013. And Marla, say hello, studio engineer. Marla, say hello to everybody.
Good morning, good morning.
So Marla, say hello. Sean, you want to say hello?
Hello, good morning.
So we have two people in here who are guests from the Ohio Green Team. And I'll let them say hello themselves.
Hey, good morning and happy 420. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Happy 420. It's our holiday today.
Absolutely. So, Brandon, say a little for you by yourself and, you know, introduce yourself to everybody and we go in as well.
Yeah, thanks, Mayo. So, Brandon Durbin here. I'm one of the co-founders of Ohio Green Team. We set out in founding this company to try to figure out how to impact as many people as possible throughout our community, specifically tied to opioids. As we all know, Ohio's at the epicenter of the opioid crisis. So when we found out that this is coming down the legislative pipe, we had to jump all over it. We wanted to look at the area that we could have the broadest amount of impact without a maximum amount of capital intensive investment. So what my partner and I decided to do is recruit a team of physicians that were in alignment with our mission of no more pills. What we found out here, Mayo, was physicians were kind of in two camps here. One that truly believed that pills were or are an issue, a major issue, and wanted to like hop on that mantra. The other side were, talk to me about the dollars and cents. So we opted to go naturally with the former. So we've been fortunate enough to identify three physicians here in Columbus that actually, one, he, a year and a half ago, made the decision to tell his entire patient load that he will no longer be prescribing opioids. And that, as you can imagine, was a bold decision, but he just could not live with being part of the problem. He wanted to be part of the solution, and he has a beautiful quote around that. So he didn't do a cold turkey maneuver. He explained it. He gave his patients a couple months and even helped transition to other folks in network that could support that. But he cited all the reasons as to why, and it was more of a feel-good thing. And then since then, we were able to dovetail and identify a couple more physicians here in Cleveland that said unequivocally, absolutely, let's do this. So our mantra is hashtag no more pills, hashtag yes we cannabis, and we went to market and it's been extremely, extremely well received. And I'm also delighted to announce we're opening in Cleveland, Carroll, and Cincinnati in the back half of the year.
Wow, good stuff. Now, again, expanding there, you know, and what do we have here? We have somebody who is an expertise, something, you know, over here that can help us, you know, figure out some things if we, you know, can't figure it out so easy here. So introduce yourself to us.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Kelsey Logan. I'm the Medical Operations Manager at Ohio Green Team. I'm a 10-year Air Force veteran, so I'm very, very new to the cannabis industry. But being in this industry, I have learned, I've really indulged myself in educating myself on how important cannabis is and how important legalization is. I am a firm believer in free the weed. I think everybody needs it. It's cannabis is medicine. It should be looked at as medicine. And in our clinic, like to reiterate what Brandon said, our whole thing is no more pills. We come in and we have people that are on, you know, 15 to 20 pills a day, and they're all different medications, and every pill that you take has a side effect. And our whole thing is why not take cannabis? Cannabis is not a cure-all, but it can help, you know, get you away from a lot of those pills. It can help cure a lot of ailments that you're having to take pills from. And that's what we want people to do, is have the best access to, or the easy access to, the best medicine that they possibly can have. So,
and one thing we're super fortunate about here with Kelsey, she's one of these people that once she attaches to something she believes in, she becomes obsessive, borderline maniacal about understanding that. So I think, and I say that for sure, just to share some of her knowledge set about the endocannabinoid system and how all that attaches. Kelsey, go ahead and share some of those findings you have.
Absolutely. So it's kind of a little known thing, but actually everybody in the entire world is born with something what's called an endocannabinoid system. So basically everybody is born with these receptors that are meant to receive specifically cannabis. You have CB1 receptors that are specifically in the brain, and you have CB2 receptors that are throughout the rest of the body. So in your glands, the connective tissues, all of your organs. And these all have receptors that are meant specifically for THC, and CBD are the best cannabinoids meant to be received. And so THC is one that actually binds to the receptors. So when people talk about, you know, they want THC just to get high, it's really not that. It's because THC is one of the best cannabinoids to help with pain relief, to help with migraines, to help with anxiety, because it actually binds to the receptors. And then when people talk about CBD is so popular, because CBD acts as more of a modulator. So CBD is going to help all of those cannabinoids bind easier to any of the cannabinoid receptors. So you need all of those cannabinoids to work together. So when people talk about like a full spectrum CBD, or all the different types of strains of marijuana, there's so many different types of cannabis that people can use to treat themselves. And it's, I don't know, the entire thing is crazy. And I'm just getting started in how to educate myself with it. Gotcha. But it,
I can imagine. Which receptor gets you so hungry and you want munchies?
I think that's overindulging.
I was thinking myself, like, receptors. I know one receptor. it's a beautiful thing that, you know, the science, we can go into science and look into science and figure out a whole lot of stuff that we did not know back in the days. I mean, I remember being in school and it was being taught that, you know, that people have started trying to socialize our communities to make us think that there's so much stigma on this drug because of, on this medication, because the government could not tax it back in the days, you know what I mean? You know, so I remember I was in college and there was, I forgot what course it was that we were taking, and it was about, you know, how society has always tried to socialize folks to this is what you're going to do, this is what you're not going to do, and one of the things you should not do is marijuana, and, you know, or marijuana or cannabis. And the whole idea was that there were a lot of myth and a lot of untold truth about it. There was a lot of myth about it that was put out there, and also a lot of untold truth about it, or how it can help. And today we've come to that realization that we found those things, but it's still struggled. You know, so where are the struggles? I understand that right now the federal government has not approved it yet. You know, the state government has approved it.